brothers.
Doesn't have to be a reason other than
so
that.
So I was looking at my Zumba with lust in my eyes, wondering.
Zumba? What, a Z?
Zumba, Roomba, whatever. The little vacuum that goes around the house on its own.
You got one with an extra letter in it.
Well, yeah, but mine's going to have an extra attachment on it, too. I'm just saying.
So what does it do?
It's like a flashlight, only the arm comes up, and it's got the flashlight edge, so you're sitting on the chair,
and
you're watching your TV.
Is it like a...
And the Zumba's...
Now, wait a minute.
Wait, flashlight. Now,
you
say
TV
flashlight.
And it shines a flashlight in your eyes. You can't
fleshlight,
see the TV.
Fleshlight, not flashlight.
Oh, flesh.
Fleshlight, not flashlight. You know, this is a microphone required event.
And see, he's talking about all these protuberances, you know.
But he won't put one right in his face. Ah!
What if...
Okay. Now we're in a different scenario.
All right, go ahead.
So what if you could add an attachment on your Roomba that could be like sex aid, marital aid? So you put a fleshlight on an extendable arm, and you apply artificial intelligence. You know what fleshlight is?
Yeah, you turn it on. It helps you see in the
dark. That's a flashlight.
That's a flash.
F-L-E-S-H.
Fleshlight is basically...
pocket pussy.
It's a pocket pussy. So it's made out of silicone. It's got an orifice in it, and you can do your thing and move on.
I need new friends.
But anyways, we're talking about...
I'm just
talking
saying.
About an attachment to go in a
Roomba. So we talked about the sex robots.
Right.
So... These are household robots that you could add a sexual extension to. What if?
Well, I wouldn't.
Well, wait. What would this extension be? Would it be an extrusion or protrusion?
Well, I don't care how you make it, but it would
you
be.
Might.
It would be for you. It would be something that you could have relations with.
If you're going to be my friend, you better want to know.
I don't care how they make it. It's going to be made in Hong Kong anyway.
Oh, yeah. A Hong Dong. Here's
a
the
Hong
Roomba.
Dong.
Bend over, Tommy. Zoot that.
Roomba.
No. It's better to give than receive.
That's what I'm asking.
That would be your bidet attachment.
No.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit. I'll take that just a little bit. But the Roomba's not going to make it feel good.
It might. What if it rotated?
Roomba? I would not want to be chasing a Roomba around the room. I would be like, okay, just give
me
a hookup.
Well, you're just, okay.
Just give me a hookup. No chasing, put it on my Dyson. Right to you.
I'll just put it on my Dyson and be done.
Well, the sex robot's big. It looks like a chick. So
a Dyson could be dressed up.
Well, yeah, but a Dyson's not self-propelled.
If you don't know what a Dyson is, that's a vacuum cleaner.
But your sex robots, well, I guess you could have it walk.
I guess you
too.
Could rename
no,
it to
he's talking
to
about
Bison.
The little robot that goes around looking for all your nooks and crannies.
And you're just sitting on the couch. And yeah, the little arm comes up and it spins a little deal and takes care of daddy and then puts it down and takes care of the rest of the house.
The Jetsons.
Yeah, it's like Rosie only with a fleshlight.
Well, all right. Rosie with a strap on.
No. No.
That's what I heard.
No, that's not what you... That's,
little thing
no.
comes up.
No.
Boopity boopity boo. Like Mary Poppins. No, who's boobity boopity
bippity boppity boo?
That's the...
It's one of those crazy
little,
witches.
The three little fairies in Sleeping Beauty. Bippity boppity boo, right?
No, I don't think so.
Whatever. Okay.
You,
don't call
you're bippity boppity booing your hiney butt. No.
That's what I'm talking about. Your,
no,
your Zumba.
No.
Zumba.
No.
Zumba.
It doesn't have. If See, you're sitting. Now, hang on a minute. If
that's
you're
what you get.
Yeah, it's my fault. I created that monster.
Because, you know, Dwayne, he's going to like.
I was sitting comfortably and hypothetically
on and my Roomba.
And then Zumba came along.
Zumba would have to go under your couch.
Uncomfortable.
No, we're not doing this. We're doing this.
Wait.
Now you're doing this to the Zumba?
No, the Zumba is doing that to me. You're fixing to do that to me.
I don't know where we're at.
How much would this attachment actually cost?
I don't know. I'm thinking it wouldn't fit in the regular charging bracket either, because it would be
a
flashlight on the end of a 9 iron.
You'd have a special docking station for that.
Well, that's what it's going to do, because it's going to dock with you while you're in your lazy boy watching TV.
There's just so much you could, you know, got a TENS unit hooked up to it, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that would not be fun.
Well, electrocute some people might like that. Who knows?
Shock your taint? No.
Your taint? Yeah. Are we back on the taint again?
We're always
I'm still taint. Waiting for a good fat white man taint licking session.
I didn't say I was going to do
okay.
it.
Okay. What? You got no, no.
Anyway,
no.
We're talking about a Roomba, a
major
Zumba.
Major digression there.
A Zumba with an attachment.
And or a series of attachments, depending
on. A series of attachment. And of course, with our brother Tommy, they must be sexual.
Well.
So, is there a male attachment and a female attachment?
Well, there would have to be, because they're equally offensive.
Can it be done? It hasn't been done. And if it is,
what about
us know.
What about the children?
And let us know. Send us a
That'd
link.
Be a terrible
Send
way to get your eye poked out.
And just, I mean.
You got this thing. It just pops out whenever it wants to.
You got a remote control for it.
It's looking for
all
a hole.
All we want to know, is it true or not?
And poor it's little not. Billy. Poor little Billy is playing with the Legos in the kitchen. Next and thing you know, he's got an erector set.
The dog can't get out. The house fast enough.
Is it
enough.
True?
Next thing you know, your pit bull's getting railed.
Send us something where we can just show that it's actually.
That's what
help
I
us
know.
Help us understand
I know,
this.
There's got to be a YouTube channel out there about Roomba modification.
Here's the
sexual
thing.
Roomba modification.
Here's my thing: is when it comes to
Some pervert's already done this.
No, because I was.
He's right here.
Because no, I'm not. I'm engineering deficient.
If you can imagine. Whatever it is that you can possibly or anybody could imagine, sexually, there is a website for that.
Sure.
Roomba sex toys. Hey Siri. Hey Google. Roomba sex toy.
No,
I know. No. I would guarantee you money. They would. There's somebody that's fucking.
Somebody's turned one into a marital aid. And why
does it got to be a marital aid?
Well, that was going to be my point. That's a dumb word.
What's the attraction? What would be the attraction to a Roomba? You know? I don't understand.
It's nice and round.
Well, okay.
And dark.
It spins me around and around.
But you get a white one.
Well, that's true. If you had a stick with tongues on it, it could spin around.
Okay.
There's a kink site, allegedly, called...
I'm going to apologize for my brothers here. We should not. We have seriously gone off the deep end.
We're sorry for all you Roomba lovers. They use them for
There's a fetish site where they add body parts to everyday tools.
I know.
There's like a drill with a giant ding dong on it. There's a chainsaw that instead of
it's a bunch of tongues. You know,
see, he knows.
I don't.
No, there is such a thing. I mean, it's. I only go on there to see if I see people I went to high school with. That's the only reason why I go on there.
We here at Reed Brothers do not condone you sick bastards. Just saying.
There's a recumbent bike that's got a ding dong on one side, and they ride the recumbent bike.
There's people that think of this and do it.
I can't believe you use the word recumbent.
Isn't that the right word for that kind of bike?
I don't know even what the word means. I got to go look it up now. You're going to make me have to use the Google.
Power of words.
So,
I thought
he's got that dreamy look in his eye. I think he's going to proposition you.
No, I'm not. I'm just like, okay, are we going to still continue down this?
Are we still going to continue down this? The answer is going to be no.
Put it in the comments if you want more discussion on
Please.
This.
Please. We would love to hear your take.
Reed Brothers.